This podcast is brought to you by XNWX Satellite Weather.
You're tuned into AbWeb's audio news service and direct coverage from EAA AirVenture at Oshkosh, Wisconsin. I'm Paul Bertarelli, and today we're continuing our conversation with Chad Cundiff of Honeywell Bendix King. Thanks for being with us today, Chad.
Thanks for having me.
For the past couple of years, we know that Bendix King has been working away at a new EFIS system called the Apex Edge series. The breaking news at Oshkosh is that the company is now taking orders for that system. Can you give us an update on it?
We're excited to announce that as we progress through the development and we're now closer to getting these certified and out on the market, we've opened up the order books for the KFD-840 and we'll be doing shortly as well for the KSN-770. So we've announced pricing for both units and we're ready now to get shipments planned and get people signed up.
And those shipments are set to begin in the fall?
The shipments for the KFD-840 will begin before the end of the year and the KSN-770 will start shipping early next year.
According to the spec sheet I have here, the system consists of two units, the KSN-770, which is the integrated navigation and communication display, and the KFD-840, which is the primary flight display side. Let's start with the 840 PFD. What are some of the principal features, and is that a single Atoharsh unit, or can it be single or dual?
Well, the KFD-840 is, first up thing you're going to notice is it's a large primary flight display for general aviation aircraft. So it's got an 8.4-inch high-resolution LCD display, which is the largest display out there for the general aviation retrofit cockpits. It's designed to fit in most of the piston aircraft that are out there flying today. And it comes with, as you mentioned, an integrated air data AHARS. So it comes with an integrated AHARS into the system itself, which provides then the attitude for the aircraft, the airspeed, and the altitude.
Is that a system capable of operating an attitude-based and a rate-based autopilot?
Well, the system, as we're certifying it this fall, will display the navigation information from your receivers and then transmit that navigation information over to your autopilot. But it's not the primary sensor for your autopilot. The rate-based autopilots have a built-in rate sensor in the autopilot module themselves, and so we're not advising people to take that out and replace that. And folks with an attitude-based autopilot will keep using that attitude sensor as the backup attitude sensor and use this as the primary flight display.
So if you have a mechanical attitude gyro in there with pickoffs, you're going to continue to have that in the airplane?
Right. That'll be your backup attitude sensor when you install this into the aircraft.
Traditionally, the EFIS systems have minimized the external sensor support for the PFD side, but now we're beginning to see that change a little bit. What's Bendix King's design approach for sensor feeds such as traffic, terrain, or air data calcs on the PFD side? I think you said you have some of it, but not traffic and not weather yet.
Well, yeah, on the PFD side, that we really view that as a pilot looking out in front of him, and we view that as sort of the tactical decision-making that a pilot wants to see out in front of him. And so currently we're not putting the weather out in front of on the PFD, but we have all the weather capability on your MFD, your multifunction display, with the KSN-770. That replicates the view we do within, business aviation and air transport, where that information is displayed on the multifunction display where a pilot's in making his route around the weather, and we don't clutter up the primary flight display. The primary flight display is focused on giving the pilot the information he needs to do the task at hand.
Okay, let's move over to the MFD side, the KSN-770. If I'm reading these specs correctly, this is an integrated solution, which I take to mean that the MFD has comm, radios, and GPS all built into one box. Is that correct, or does it have a remote LRU-type architecture?
No, that's absolutely correct. The KSN-770 has an integrated communications radio, navigations radio, and a WASP-capable GPS receiver inside the KSN-770 unit.
Are those dual comms and dual navs?
No, it's a single comm, single nav radio inside each KSN-770.
So I assume then if you had a KX-155 or something, you'd keep that in the panel as a second radio?
Yeah, that's right. A pilot, if he wants a second communications radio, could use the KX-155, which would give him then dual communications radio, dual navigations radio, and then he'd have the KSN-770 as multifunction display with the WASP GPS on board the 770.
Is there any audio capability in the MFD side, or is that an external audio panel?
Audio switching would be an external audio switching like a KMA 28 unit.
Okay. Market-wise, I assume this system is intended primarily as an aftermarket application?
Yeah, that's correct. It's really focused on the person that has a panel and wants to add full WASP capability and wants to do it in an easy-to-use fashion. So the big selling point with the KSM-770, what we've heard back from the folks that have had a chance to interact with it, is it's a lot easier to use than anything else that's out there on the market. So as you're doing your flight planning, you use something, some technology that we call iNav that we use in our business jets, and it's a graphical interface that allows a pilot to go in there and interrogate points on the map and build his flight plan using those points on the map, as well as the traditional interface of turning the knob and interfacing his flight plan via the knob.
So what you're talking about here really is a full-up FMS.
Yeah, that's correct. The KSM-770 is basically a full-up FMS for the general aviation pilot with a high-end graphical user interface. It's really the capability I think this market's been looking for, to be able to interact with the system in a graphical way, but get the capability to fly in the airspace that the high-end business jets and air transport aircraft are flying in.
Addressing the aftermarket installations briefly, I assume approval will be under an approved model list, and if that's so, how far along are the approvals and how many aircraft are on the list?
We've developed a list, an approved model list, it's commonly known as an AMLSDC. We would develop that list for both the KFD-840 and the KSN-770, and I can safely say that there are hundreds of models on those lists that we're preparing and working through certification right now. And so we're in the process of doing the final testing on the software and integration of the units, what's commonly known as qualification testing and validation and verification of the software. And we'll go through the STC or supplemental type certificate testing associated with the AML-STC later this year.
Can you give us anticipated prices for the PFD and the MFD?
Yeah, absolutely. We've released the pricing for both units. The pricing on the KFD-840 is $16,995. As you said earlier, that includes everything. So that includes the integrated AHARS air data system as well as a remote magnetometer so that it gives heading values to the pilot. And the KSN-770, we've established a list price for that at $13,995, again, including all the integrated WASH GPS receiver, the communications radio, and the navigations radio as well.
Last question, do you have to buy both systems, or is there an a la carte option?
Now, one of the things we've tried to do with what we call the new Bendix King Apex Edge series in our handhelds is really allow pilots to upgrade as they want. And so you can buy one or both of these units. You can buy one this year, one next year. You can buy one of these plus one of our handhelds. It's really up to the pilot to decide how he wants to add that functionality into his cockpit. And I think over time, we're hoping pilots will incrementally upgrade through these units and come up with a cockpit. And down the road, we're hoping to release a lot of features that are going to take advantage of the interaction between these units and their capability.
Okay, we'll look forward to that. Thanks for the information, Chad. We'll see you out in the show line. You've been listening to AvWeb Audio News Service and our continuing coverage of EAA AirVenture at Oshkosh, Wisconsin. I'm Paul Bertarelli reporting for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.
XMWX satellite weather has quickly become the leading way to fly for pilots across the country. And now with updates to the Aviator Data Package and Aviator Pro, the brand new weather data package from XMWX, pilots have an even better reason to fly with the Data Link weather leader in flight and every flight.